Warren Huntley joins us to go through this meeting today on the Pakenham Synthetic. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Nance.
We've got the 8 races. What do you make of the program?
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of races where there's going to be some nice horses to come out of. Hard to find value throughout the program, and probably smaller fields than we've got, particularly with the number of turf meetings that seem to get the bigger fields and the smaller fields here, and only the 8 races. I think we can pick our way through it, and maybe there's going to be some better horses to come out of the program. It might be in the first half of the card.
Well, we kick things off race one with a 3-year-old maiden over the 1400. No scratchings with the 5 runners. Everyone is single figures, and we've got number one, Magnum Opus at 950. Spycraft at 550, Miss 500 440, Waltonia at 5 and $1.95 Yulong Meteor.
And I don't know number 3, Miss 500. Low confidence race for me, but first run for the Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace stable Yulong Meteor. She certainly looks like she wants 1400 metres, and that's what she ran like on debut and has trialled up that way. I'm going to go with her. Also think Spycraft's trialling up at home for Danny O'Brien. Like, it's a good kick-off point for the son of Starcraft. He was solid enough, although well-beaten, in a jump-out down the straight recently. And the jump-out before that, he was asked to do a bit, but I thought it was an encouraging performance for a horse kicking off at 1,400 metres. While Tony has got the race experience, although he's safely beaten, ran OK last start. As I said, I don't know Miss 500, but there has been some market support early. I put her in on spec as next best. 5-2-4-3.
5 from 2-4-3. The second, take out 1, 7, 8 and also 10. We've got number 2, Key to the Mac at 260. 4, Madam Stowell at 390. $4 for Midoriyama. And then you're down to the Queen Bee at 550. And Million Dollar Lunch is at 750.
Going with Key to the Mac, there wasn't a lot of market expectation on debut, but he ran well. And that was at 1400 metres. Here on the synthetic track, and out to the 1600 metres just looks a nice progression. So on face value, and ignoring the fact that there wasn't all the market support on debut, looks like a lovely progression for her. Sorry, in the fillies and mares maiden to Key to the Mac. Ahead of Madam Stowell, who was tested over longer last start, back to 1600 metres might just be a bit of a key here. Certainly will be strong late with good residual fitness. Midoriyama jumped in distance to get to the 1600 metres last start. I thought ran well enough. 3 runs in, should be getting close to peak fitness. And from an inside draw, we might just see the Queen Bee settle a little bit closer, and I think she's better than what we've seen at the races to date, fitter for a couple of recent runs. 2, 4, 5, 9.
2 from 4, 5, and 9. The third race, a maiden over 1,000. Take out the 7. We've got number 1, Alighieri at 5. 5.50 there for Signorelli. Then you're down to $1.70 for Final Choice and $4.80 for La La Lola.
Getting tight enough now, but she was tested in stakes rate on debut. She's resuming here, number 8 Final Choice, as a 3-year-old filly. I haven't seen any recent work. I've got a feeling she's been doing her preparation at the Yowarowa property for Hayes and Davity. Haven't seen a trial or a jump out, but she ran well enough to be beaten just on a couple of lengths in stakes grade behind Run Nan on debut, and that should be good enough to get away with her first win here, number 8 Final Choice. La La Lola's been in a couple of jump outs recently where she's run well. The last one was just in modest time, but she moved nicely through the line. Signorelli's resuming for the Galagotis camp first up and showed enough on debut, and there were excuses that day, and maybe Alighieri with a 1 run under the belt this preparation from a favourable draw next best. But I can understand the support for Final Choice. Now it's 8, 9, 5, 1.
8 from 9, 5, and 1. We go to race 4. He can take out the 3. We've got the 7, Red Devil at $2. Varakai at 6.50, 9 for Inglesias, and then you've got Mrs. O'Malley at 5.
I'm going to trust Mrs. O'Malley's market support as much as anything else on debut. Was backed as if the race was over almost, and ran that tight Geelong track, and back in the field there is not a good spot to be late in the shelf life of that track. The earmuffs come off today, the winkers go on up 100 metres and onto a more spacious track here at Pakenham. I'm going to go with 11, Mrs. O'Malley, and I think she might end up being a little bit of value post-race. Red Devil's got a chance, just very tight in the market for a horse who's had a few chances. He's going well enough, and he was safely held last start, but went around favourite there and was okay, and he's been right in the market in virtually nearly all of his runs. I'm not saying he can't win, but I think he's under the odds. Varakai showed improvement second up and can run well again, and maybe with a little freshen up, Max Bucks next best. 11 at a bit of value ahead of 7, 9 and 5.
So 11 from 7, 9, 5. We got a race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie where the 8 comes out. We've got number 1, No Alibi at 270. Mia Georgia at 3:30, Sweet Taste at 4:60, Merry Magic at 8, and then you've got Lardy Lass, who's a $5 chance.
I'm keen on Mia Georgia here now. It's a jump out at Burrumbeek recently. He was on really testing ground and just eased out of it late, but ran well and with a claim here, gets a bit away in the weights from No Alibi over the short courses. The weights aren't everything, but gee, even just going back through Mia Georgia's form, you know, close up behind Real Martini, who then went to Caulfield and won. It's very good form from the last preparation, and I just think might be better than this grade and looks to be coming to hand well. I'm with two, Mia Georgia, ahead of No Alibi, who's consistent in this grade and will run well again. Sweet Taste is pretty wayward, but if Bo Mertens can get her to go straight, she might be able to notch up a winner for Dad Pete, and Merry Magic maybe next best. I think the progression up to this trip second up's a good progression. Keen on two, ahead of 1, 3 and 5.
So 2 from 1, 3 and 5. I'd say there'll be no sling from Dad either.
No. I think Dad could possibly say, I've done enough, son.
Exactly. Look, we got a race 6 here. You can take out the 1. We've got number 4, Alsvin Hat, 5.50. 5 for Sir Goyne, down to Guess Again at 2.40. Miss Mose at 6.50. And Starvasive at $7.
She's probably the obvious Guess Again. Well supported first up at Donald on soft ground. Gets back onto firmer ground here. That was her first exposure to rain-affected ground last start. Fitter with that run under the belt and staying at 1,000 metres here. But she does look to have a little bit of upside, Guess Again. She's tight enough in the market, but I think with that one run under the belt, she's the obvious. Miss Mo gets a crossover noseband on here and resumes and has run well first up on the two occasions she's been first up to the races, yet to win, but merit in both performances. Seguin's been trialling up okay. There's been a bit of hit-and-miss element about what we've seen from Seguin, but a good winner on debut at Ballarat on good ground. Maybe excuses on the heavy ground behind Jersey Whistler, and a nice subsequent trial on firm ground here, obviously, on the synthetic track can improve. And I liked a recent jump out of Starvasive. She normally doesn't fire first up, but, yeah, I thought a recent jump out at Mornington was encouraging. 6, 7, 5, 8.
6 from 7, 5 and 8. We go to race 7 over the 1,600. Take out the 12. Here we've got the 5 Charlie Road at 4.80. Storm Harbour 3.90. Crypto Pier Rocks at 6. Down to Angel, who's at 3.50.
Going to go with Storm Harbour. I think that run in Adelaide chasing last start was an indication that, as quite happens with the Darren Weir stable, horses are racing themselves back into fitness and form. And the last two runs, I think, have been encouraging from Storm Harbour. Now had the run at 1,600 metres and was okay chasing Grey Worm in a good form race at the start before. So maybe ready now, number 6, Storm Harbour. Angel, she was a very expensive yearling. She's going okay. She's got a way to go to repay connections, but I thought it was good the manner she was ridden last start. She was really strong to the line, giving every indication that 1,600 metres will suit. Crypto Pier Rocks is on a quick backup for the Sean Matthews stable. That sets off alarm bells from the start, and all the runs to date have been encouraging this preparation, particularly the last couple. And Cash Raider, whose form mixes in with Crypto Pier Rocks, might be next best. 6, 9, 7, 8.
So we go 6 from 9, 7 and 8, and then we have a look at the last race, race number 8 over the 1,400. Take out 7 and 8. We've got number 1, Amshell at 6, 4.60 for marching orders. Down to Callisto Moon at 7.50. Mam Tricol at 9.50, and then you're looking at L Street, who's at 4.80, and the Chickarossa at $5.
Really even finish, as the market suggests. I just think the way they've been riding Amshell at times off the speed to be safe, to be strong late, seems to suit him best, and I think the barrier draw dictates that's the way he'll be ridden today, and late in the day that's probably going to be a good scenario at Pakenham here on the synthetic track. In a low confidence race, I'm going to go with 1, Amshell, ahead of 2, Marching Orders, who was a little bit below expectations last start. The tongue tie comes off today. La Chickarossa has threatened to win more races than she has today. It only won the 1 from 10, but hasn't been in the Darren Weir stable for that long and gets the blinkers on today, so she may well improve. And Mixell stable's going very well at the moment, and Mantricola seems to be carrying the banner well in this grade of race, but continuing to race well. I've got him in as next best. 1, 2, 12 and 4.
So we go 1 from 2, 12 and 4. What's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Look, I think race 3, number 8, final choice will win Nards, but she's a bit short. I'll make race 5, number 2, Mia Georgia, my best at a backable price. Race 4, number 11, Mrs. O'Malley, the value for me, having a bit of faith from that market support on debut. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 5. Second leg 5, 6, 7 and 8. Third leg 6, 7 and 9. and wide in the last leg, numbers 1, 2, 4, 9 and 12. I'm going to play a running double out of final choice in a way to try and get some value out of the shorty in race 3. So race 3, number 8, 1 out, into race 4, number 7 and 11.
Okay, sounds good, Warren. We'll talk later in the show about track work, but let's hope it's a winning day at Pakenham.
Thanks, Dad.